Never mind, buzzer cock.
Now then, I know I've already been beaten. No need to rub it in or anything like that. But let's introduce the reigning champion. Go on.
The reigning champion is Gemma. It's day six now of being Mrs. Bradley. She did, of course, get married at the weekend. Her hobbies are keeping her kids, Cooper and Charlie, in check. And especially subject, keeping Adam and his cronies in their place day after day after day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go on. Morning, Gemma.
Morning.
I believe you sent me a picture, my dear.
I have, yeah.
What is it of today?
My two little boys.
Oh, that's lovely. I will look forward to that. Do they look like their mother?
They do, yeah, actually. I'm good looking.
Good girl.
Oh, you beat me to the punchline. I'll leave it at that. Right. Now, you may be familiar with the person that is playing against you today, all right?
Okay.
Because you've already beaten him. He played last Friday. His name is Mark. He's 25 years of age. He is a debt collector. Aww. That's right. He's coming back for his debts.
You were rubbish last time.
Listen. Right, he got beat last week. He's been having the mick taken out of him at work. He's right. Back to do the business. His special subject is the North End Third Division Championship winning season. So if there's any questions on that, I think we're going to do the business.
All five.
Good morning, Marco.
Good morning.
Now, come on, sunshine. No, listen, yeah? You can't come on twice and get beat off saying lady twice, all right?
I'm not going to get beat.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Right then. Gemma, when Katie buzzes in with your magic buzzer.
Well, I've done it again.
Oh, here we go again.
People
notice when it's silent, you see, so you're not going to get away with it.
Go on.
Be magic buzzer.
Yeah. Three.
That's a magic number. It is indeed.
Being the amount of weeks that you've won, so get thinking, get your heads together on that forfeit. Some would say Adam had done enough this week. I don't, so get on it. Mark, when Adam buzzes in with this sound, which is, of course, his Blues Brother challenge for today, when you hear that, you must answer the question correctly or the point will go to the girls. There's no conferring, no shouting out, no swearing, no answers that will be rude or potty mouth. And it's best of five, so first of three will win. Shall we begin?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Just to reiterate that one, I will not ask a question which the answer will be a rude word. Okay.
Yes.
Question one comes from Brit of Controversy. Despite being nominated for four awards and being the biggest selling artists in the world last year, Coldplay were the Brit Awards big losers last night, coming away with nothing. But which Welsh lass...
Come on!
Marco.
Repeat the question.
Oh my god.
Coldplay with the big losers, but which Welsh lass?
Answer the question, man.
Adam's on his knees.
Which Welsh lass was the big winner with a hat-trick of Brit Awards? It was Duffy. Well done. Sorry, Mark.
I'll tell you what, 1-0 to the goal.
This is unbelievable.
Question two is actually harder than that as well, so.
It's harder than that,
maybe
really?
Don't push the button, Adam. Okay. Question two comes from Sin Bin. According to a survey by the Vatican, which is the home of the Pope, if you don't know, men and women sin in different ways. Of the seven deadly sins, pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, and sloth, women are most commonly guilty of pride. But what are men worst for?
Take a guess,
Mark.
Sunshine.
Greed.
Greed? It's lust, I'm afraid. Not my words, the words of the Pope. Question three comes from Births, Deaths and Marriages. 46 today.
Gemma, go make yourself a brew, love. I think you're all right here.
This London-born singer was named after his parents' favourite dog-like sea mammal. With a career spanning two decades, his biggest hits include Crazy and Kill...
Come on, we're back in it, surely now.
Mark, are you there?
Mark. No idea.
Are you taking the mick out of me or what, lad? I can't. This is unreal.
Stop it. Don't play the music. Mark, name a thing that lives in the sea that looks like a dog. Rhymes with eel.
Yes!
You're not having the part. The girls win.
Mark,
what possessed you to come back on the show?
To get I'm beaten? To wonder now.
I can't believe that. Two defeats by the same lady and you got the questions wrong. Yes, have a good day. Take care. Hang on a minute. Am I missing something? Is there a conspiracy out there to make me get beat this amazing amount? Is something going on?
This is so... I'm so enjoying Buzzer Coffee.
I'm embarrassed about that. That's unbelievable. Gemma, We'll catch you the next time on Buzzercock, all right, my darling?
All right, dear.
Bye-bye. Bye. Unbelievable.
Bobby Dazzler. Adam at breakfast on Rock FM.